In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. It's very hard to stand here today and talk about a celebration, a festival, after this week's horrendous events in Paris. But today is a festival. It is the festival of the baptism of Christ. We celebrate the baptism of our Saviour, the moment that he decided, he made a choice, that the time had come for him to face his ministry. He had decided that the time had come for him to follow his vocation. For 30 years he had lived in Nazareth. Now was the time to step forward. Jesus made a choice and took up his inheritance. In Mark's Gospel, there is no nativity story. No story of where Jesus came from, other than to say he came from Nazareth of Galilee. We barely get 4 verses into the gospel before Mark is telling us about his baptism. And I think that's really striking. Mark's gospel is about a man making a choice, not about a man born into a destiny already before him. Now, we are faced with choices all of the time. Not all of our choices result in the heavens being torn apart and God saying to us, "With you I am well pleased." But those choices are no less important. In our modern baptism service, the priests ask us, or those that are with us, our godparents or our parents, "Do you reject the devil and all rebellion against God? Do you renounce deceit and corruption of evil?" Now, those questions aren't just for that moment. It's not a way of just getting through the baptism service. They're not to be discarded as you leave and head for the party. Those questions should sit with us every time we make a choice throughout our entire lives. Every time you make a decision, you should ask yourself if you are turning your back on evil and turning to Christ. Because in that choice, you mirror the decision that Jesus took that day on the banks of the Jordan. Or in the lead up to that day, to face his ministry, his vocation, perhaps knowing exactly what lay ahead of him. So what can we take from that? What can we take from Jesus' decision, the example that he gave us? We know that because of the promises we made in our baptisms, a choice and something that we confirmed in our confirmations to turn to God and turn our back on evil. And we have to do that in every single choice, every single decision we ever make, even if we know that decision, that choice, will lead to a personal loss or challenge. After Jesus was baptized, he was immediately driven. I love Mark's gospel. I mean, if you were going to make a gritty TV drama about the life of Christ, you would surely use Mark's gospel. And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. We are in the wilderness every day. We've seen what happens this week. Too graphically, what happens when we make the wrong choices, when people let evil into their hearts. For us, here and now, on a smaller scale perhaps, one small bad decision leads to another, and then another. And before you know it, you're in a cycle that is almost impossible to break out of. Oh, I've done it before, it was absolutely fine. But that's one of the reasons that we confess our sins on a Sunday. Doing what people were doing on the banks of the Jordan all those years ago. They were being baptized in the name of God. They were being washed clean of their sins. And to be washed clean of their sins, they had to face them and repent. Our confession on a Sunday shouldn't be something we mumble through or to read without thinking. Our time for confession is to allow us to seek out those choices that we've made that week and question whether or not they were the right decisions. Find the bad decisions. We all make bad decisions all the time. But that moment to find those bad decisions gives us a chance to face them, repent, and break the cycle of bad choices and turn once again to Christ. I think that when we confess our sins, when we face our choices, when we turn our backs on evil and face Christ again, perhaps we try to be like Jesus that day. We make that declaration to ourselves. And when we truly do that, when we truly ask God to wash us clean of our sins and to invite the Spirit to descend on us, like a dove from the sky, a sign of love and peace, not hate and war. And in that moment, God speaks to us in our hearts and tells us that he loves us and that he is well pleased with us. So what do we do with that love and peace that we have been granted by God? Do we just bask in that glory? No, we take the words of the dismissal at the end of the service to heart. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. A good friend of mine in Wales says at the end of his services, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. The service has ended, and now the worship begins. Amen.